Well, tonight I want to share something with you, and it's a follow-up from what Jan Majera shared yesterday at our Sunday fellowship. She did a fabulous teaching on having confidence in God. And so I'll do a little review, but I want to connect something with this. So I've titled this teaching, Confidence with Affirmations. You know, it is challenging, and I've, you know, been in the Word for many, many years here, and it's challenging to believe the promises of God sometimes. And I just wonder sometimes that it's just too big. God's unbelievable love and His promises, what He's going to do for us, what He can do. It's just so much that our brains can't process it because our brains are so limited because we've fed it the old worldly junk so long that when God says He can do all things through Christ, we sometimes are challenged in our minds. But you know what? You know, God can heal beyond what doctors can do. God can provide for our needs beyond what financial investors can do. God can provide relationships, spouses, good friends, great fellowships, beyond online dating or any other source of connecting people. You know, we tend to throw what is normal for God to do in the category of a miracle. And let me explain that. I know that might be a rough statement, so I want to explain just what I said there. You know, God, what's normal for Him is to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, isn't it? He can heal us. He can deliver us. We can be raised from the dead. And that's normal for God. But we seem to put those kind of events in the category of a miracle. And of course, when our minds hear the word miracle, oh, that's something way big and very out of ordinary and above normal. It just rarely occurs. But that's just our natural mind, brains thinking and grasping what is real to feed on. For a vast majority of believers, our minds have been polluted by the worldly expectations, much more than the godly expectations. So what do we have to do to rise up with confidence so that we can take God literally and believingly at His word? We so desire to trust God's word and accept the promises of God being more real than our worldly thinking. One thing we can do is get our minds, our brains, thoroughly drenched with God's word so it washes out worldly expectations and accepts God's word and what it says, and this will truly build confidence in God. Do you remember the background that Jan shared with us on the Hebrew word for confidence? It's the word batak, number 982. I remember she gave us the number, Strong's number. And I notice it's translated trust many times as well. And it literally means to throw yourself down in total submission. You know, it's like when the Lord comes by, you know, the great king, let's say, comes by and you're one of the subjects and you just throw yourself down, you prostrate yourself to that king because you fully and thoroughly give yourself and submit to that king. And, you know, that's what our confidence can be. We can fully submit to the promises of God. That God's not a man that He should lie. And we can take Him at His word. And we can fully submit to that word, knowing he's a loving father that wants to do what his word says. So I think one thing we can do to express our confidence is affirmations. And I believe together with building our confidence and having affirmations, these two things will help us see the promises of God come together in our lives more and more. It's interesting to see, even in the world, successful people use affirmations to rise up their thinking, their expectations, to get better results. Affirmations are used for many things, for better days, for a change in your life, to start a new diet, transition your life to another occupation. Affirmations just make you feel better because you're confessing something bigger that you really want. For us as Christians, believers, affirmations are a way of remembering the truths in the Bible and applying them to our life today, now. Affirmations help us get through difficult times because we confess God's word over and over again. We cement our minds with affirmations of God's word. And not too long ago, I shared with you a little poem. I call it the I Am poem. And I think many of you might be familiar with this. And that poem goes like this. I am what the Word of God says I am. I can do what the Word of God says I can do. I have what the Word of God says I have. I will be what the Word of God says I will be. Isn't that neat? We can confess this. We can say this over and over. We can tell our mind the great truths of God's word, that we are what the word of God says we are. We can do what the word of God says we can do. We can have what the word of God says we can have, and we will be what the word of God says we will be. That's a great affirmation. I know many of you probably have special verses that you go to help you get positive to believe God's word. And that's wonderful. I encourage that. And some people I know write a little pen ink stuff on your hands to verses and things that will help you remember the truth. Well, I want to share with you right now a song that I think is one of the great songs of affirmations. So listen and enjoy.
Power me. It's Christ who gives me strength.
When
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Boy, doesn't that build your heart up? You can just take on anything because you know it's Christ in you that can do all things. So what a beautiful song. Well, right now, I want to go to God's Word here. Let's join me, please, 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And I want to share another affirmation from God's Word, something that I think about as far as being challenged with different things as I live my life and go day by day. And this is something that comes up in my heart to help me believe God's Word. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, and we're going to start in verse 12. And it says, "For our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity." Now, this word simplicity in the King James here, I know it sounds kind of simple. What does that mean? Well, the Greek word and understanding it, it means guilelessness. In other words, without guile. You don't have any other agendas, anything else in mind. It's just, I see where it means simplicity. It's just simple. You have a great heart, integrity. So let's read the rest of this. "And godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom," but what is in contrast to fleshly wisdom? "By the grace of God, we have had our conversation in the world, and more abundantly to you word." Now, our conversation is more than just talking. It's our lifestyle, how we live our life. And man, we want to, you know, our testimony from our conscience, we don't have any agenda or anything else. We have a godly sincerity. And it's not about fleshly wisdom, but about God's grace. And that's how we live our life, because of God's grace. Verse 13, "For we write none other things unto you than what you read or acknowledge. And I trust you shall acknowledge even to the end, as also you have acknowledged us in part, that we are your rejoicing, even as you also are ours, in the day of the Lord Jesus." Boy, oh boy, yes, amen. "And in this confidence," and this word confidence, the Greek word means persuaded within. You're persuaded within. "Was minded to come unto you before, that you might have a second benefit, and to pass by you into Macedonia, and come again out of Macedonia unto you, and of you to be brought on my way towards Judea." In other words, Paul, he loved the believers, and he's passing through, and he loves to see them, and he wants to see them again when he heads back to Judea. Verse 17, "When I therefore was thus minded, did I use lightness? Or the things that I purpose, do I purpose according to the flesh? That with me there should be yea, yea, and nay, nay?" You know, what is this yea, yea, and nay, nay? Well, this is some kind of an Orientalism or a mannerism of those times. And this yea, yea, and this nay, nay, it means yes one day, and the next day, no. You go back and forth. Yes, okay, I'll do it today, but then tomorrow comes, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not there. So it goes back and forth. And that's not what he wanted to be. His heart was to bless those believers. Verse 18, "But as God is true, our word toward you was not yea and nay." It wasn't yes and no, maybe so. "For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who is preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timotheus, was not yea and nay, but in him was Yay, it was yes. Yeah, the true word of God. It's a yes word. It doesn't flop back and forth. We can trust in God's word because it's a yay word. It's yes all the time. It doesn't go back and forth. Verse 20, for all the promises of God in him are what? Yay. And in him what? Amen. Unto the glory of God by us. You see, this is kind of my affirmation, because I believe God's word is a yea, an amen word. And of course, what does amen mean? So be it. It is. And we use that at the end of our prayers. We see that at the end of a number of the epistles and the gospels, where it closes out, amen. And what that is an affirmation that, hey, what I just prayed or what you just read in the Word, that's it. So be it. That's our confession. And so that's why we say amen after our prayers, because we believe what we just prayed, God's going to do. And we say, so be it, so it is. So that's my affirmation that I use, yea and amen. We've got a God who's yea and amen, and his word is yea and amen. And just to finish here, verse 21, now he which establishes us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God, who hath sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Boy, he's saying we have this gift of Holy Spirit. God has sealed us. We have a permanent Spirit, God's Spirit, in our hearts. So we can have this confession of yea and amen because we believe God's word. He's not a man that he should lie. So what a great section in God's word for us to think about when we go to him and are endeavoring to believe his word and see God work mightily in our lives, no matter what it is. Because God's a yea and amen God. So I trust this will help you a little bit, believing him a little bigger. And I encourage you to have some affirmations in your life. You know, confess what God's word says. And with confidence and a positive affirmation, you and God are going to go a long, long way. Okay? All right. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you for your wonderful word, for the privilege we have to stand for you and with you, that we can literally take you at your word, because it is a yea and amen word. So thank you, Father, that we can trust in you and we can have great expectations as we look to you in all things. Thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.